open up this peanut butter cup. That's dangerous. That's dangerous on so many levels. I know, it's 7 a.m. We're on 287 already. It's dark out. We got the day after Halloween. There it is, sign to Morristown. We got, that is good stuff. I can't believe you. Come on, you tell me you don't like this? It's dangerous on so many levels, for the way you're driving. Number two, it's bolt season. That's true, Andy. We're going 70 miles an hour right now. Big truck next to us. Day after Halloween, I got some goodies, man. I got some candy. I see them all in the cup holder. Where did that come from? Well, my middle daughter, Grace, was in the car. And before she got out, you know, I snuck some candy from her bag. And we were ghosting the other night. I took what I could.
You stole from your kids' Halloween candy bag.
Yes. I'm not going to lie to you. I did. And I do it every... And there's going to be some more of this. This is not good for them. So I'm doing them a favor.
You have to be kidding me with this. This is not good for you. How old are you now?
I'm 45. I'm going to be 46 in February.
Eating like this is not a good thing. You eat nothing all day. And then you eat garbage. When you come home, you eat like a raccoon.
It's a very bad eating habit, I know, and I'm trying to work on it, okay?
Oh my God, so good. You want a piece of this? I got Kit Kat. I got Kit Kat right here. And well, 1,000 Brown Round. And what is it called? 1,000 Brown Round. 1,000 Grand Bar? No, thank you.
Oh my God. That is a treat in the morning. We are on the Xandra Van Podcast on 287. More around 70 miles. Wow. Day after Halloween, I was able to make it out there and see the kids trick-or-treat a little bit. Not my oldest, she was at like her friend's house. But I was at least able to see my youngest and my middle one dressed up. So my boss let me out a little bit early yesterday, so I appreciate that. How was your weekend, Andy?
It was good. Well, my weekend. What are you talking about?
I mean Halloween. Sorry. It's Thursday. No.
It was my Halloween was nice. We had a lot of trick-or-treaters. A lot of it was good. It was nice. A lot of good times. A lot of children came and it was, I handed out the candy. I tried not to eat all the candy like you. You were eating all the candy, apparently. I saved it for the kids.
Yeah, no, I did. I was sneaking candy, too, big time. When kids would come to the door, I'd give them a candy, and I'd give myself some candy. And a couple times, I'm not happy to admit this, I did not answer the door. Because I didn't want to give all the candy away.
Wow! That is terrible. Terrible stuff that you're doing.
What's going on with you? It's a big deal, man. Come on. So what's going on in your mind?
I don't know. I was, this whole world is sometimes so depressing. When you get into discussions with people, you know, and it's hard.
Whoa, you about to get deep?
I might have to get a little deep right here. You don't mind?
No, absolutely. Go ahead. You haven't plugged your movie in a while.
Cocoon Part 2 coming out soon.
So what's going on? What's on your mind?
I just feel like everyone's trying to push their opinion on one another right now. You know, whether it's politics or beliefs, it's just tough. Everyone's arguing.
That's true. I see a lot of that.
You see it over the social media. I see it with loved ones in front of each other. everybody wants to pound their belief into the other person. That is so true. But, you know, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We have to talk to each other. We have to listen. Sometimes if you listen to someone, guess what? They're listening to themselves talk too, and they may talk into circles and realize what they said and learn something. But instead, we try to jump in and cut someone off from talking because we don't agree with them. And we push away the person by trying to force them to think a certain way. Wow, man. You really are getting deep here on the Dan Jovan podcast. Keep going. But it's true, you know, instead of forcing people to think a certain way, that's not natural. We should do some more inspiring. Inspire someone to think. Have dialogue with them. Talk to them. No need. Tell them how you feel, why you're making your decisions. What makes you happy. Doesn't necessarily make them happy. But eventually people will make their own decisions. Are you talking about like voting and everything? I'm talking about everything in life. People just have to accept people for who they are and let them evolve on their own. But all you can do is give up your ideas for whatever it may be. You know, I mean, we cannot force anybody to say, hey, you know, my way is better than your way. My thinking is better than your thinking. How about this? Your thinking is great for you. Truck right here. You see it to the left, Andy?
I do. It's a Carpenter Builder. CarpenterBuilder.com, I believe.
Well, I'm not sure if that's a .com or not, but it definitely was Carpenter Builder. We're starting to get jammed up here. We're by exit 40A, 287. That's also something else, I think, coming up on the right side. They didn't get off the ramp already. But, here comes something off the ramp, 40A. Bit ahead of us, but we're on 287. Got to get some plugs going out here. Andy was just getting deep. You were just getting deep, my friend.
I was. It's something that I think that, you know, I watch family members get upset with each other, and time is passing. Time is passing just because different opinions and someone doesn't think like you.
But, wow, you're going to keep going?
Well, you brought it up again. I can talk about it. It's obviously affected you. It has affected me. People in my life that I love so much, and to see them unhappy and arguing over nothing, that things that are out of your control. You know, no one's listening to you over there in the White House. No one's listening to you. And, you know, there's no point in you getting upset with family members at barbecues, at parties, when you should be celebrating each other.
Wow, that is fantastic, Andy. Fantastic words from you today on a Thursday, day after Halloween. And,
well, what are you doing?
Well, I said Halloween.
So what does that mean?
Well, it just reminded me about the candy that I have right here. I got a Kit Kat. You want a piece of this thing?
You know what time it is?
Yeah, oh, thank you. It's 7:31 in the morning. We're going 40 miles an hour right now on 287, day after Halloween. And, yeah, we're looking to, we only have made one plug so far, Andy. We gotta really do our job here.
I'm sorry, I've been talking so much.
Oh, that's good. You gotta do that. You gotta get it out. I don't want you riding with me shotgun, you know, all upset. You gotta get it out.
Well, thank you so much. I do feel better now. I do feel better. A&S Kinnard on the left side of you.
Yeah, it's just a big freight truck.
Oh, God. Look at this. I love Kit Kat. I love it. I love it too.
It's good, right?
Give me that piece. I see what you're talking about now. Okay. Kit Kat in the morning. Well, we can't do this every day. You can't do this every day. You know that. Why not? Why can't we have one? They say chocolate's good for you. Makes people happy.
Okay, we'll think about it, all right?
Oh, my God. So good. We're on 287 right now, going 40 miles an hour. It's 53 degrees outside, beautiful day. We're passing exit 39 right now. And Andy was talking deep. You were talking deep today, buddy.
I think that everybody should really do that. I think we'll have maybe we'll gain some momentum. When the energy is good, we got better momentum.
So we're passing exit 37 now. And let me tell you, to get off onto 37, the line was ridiculous. Wow. Talk about traffic today, the day after Halloween.
I know.
Don? Is that you?
Yeah, I'm back here, Dad.
Were you here the whole time?
I was. I just couldn't talk because I got so emotional when Andy was talking.
Oh, come on. You guys are now breaking my chops.
It's true. I love what you were talking about in terms of keeping an open mind. You know what I mean? Just listening to each other.
I think that's great. I really do.
Wow, that's different sometimes, you know, different thought process, right?
It really is. I think I have to, you know, maybe take a little bit of that from Andy.
Well, I think we can all learn from that. It's just a way to be, you know, a little bit more peaceful with each other and be open-minded, if you will.
No, I think that's great. I think it's fantastic. I really, really do. Okay?
So, what's going on with the show today? I mean, I haven't heard you guys plugging much. It's just more of, Andy expressing himself a little bit here, okay?
Well, we're passing exit 36, and I tell you, today was a slow day, definitely. I mean, there was a couple things out there, but not much. Maybe we'll, as we're getting close to exit 35 right now, maybe we'll see some. We can make some quick plugs in here, but it's 7:37, and we're getting to Motown a little bit. Got an early jump this morning. I've been getting that early jump out here to try to get established. I love the early mornings. I really do.
I did, too. You know, I hardly sleep. I can't sleep. I don't have time to.
Yeah, I bet. You're the president of the United States. You got to be really, really busy.
I disagree. You have to sleep. You need to rest. You have to rest in order to keep the brain sharp and then make the proper decisions. When the brain is not there, then, you start running your fingers through your hair. And then, you know, all of a sudden, people don't care about what you're saying. Are you rhyming right now, Andy? Was I rhyming? I didn't even mean to be rhyming.
The guy's a natural born freestyler.
He's freestyling.
Okay, we're here. We gotta keep an eye out for any advertising. We're in Motown, baby. You know I love it.
I love Motown.
Great people in Motown. I really love Motown. Don't you?
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. You know, I try to get out as much as I can to, during the workday, to talk on the phone, you know, to potential clients and connect. And I'll just walk around here. It's beautiful. I love it.
It's a lovely place. A lovely place that came into our lives at the right time.
But, you know, I don't see any advertising. I don't see any opportunities. So we're going to sign off as we get ready to get into the garage here. All right? Have a great day, everybody. Don't eat too much candy.
Look who's talking.